Good evening. I would like to start talking a little bit about aridity. One third of the world land area has arid weather. The distribution of aridity in the world is mainly because of the natural movement of the atmosphere that changes through time and through climate change. But aridity can also be affected by natural causes or anthropogenic causes. Climate change can have an effect on reducing the precipitation, increasing evaporation, and also making changes in the ground cover. Its major consequences are a reduction in the agricultural productions, soil degradation, and also changes in the ecosystem. Plants need nutrients to grow and produce fruits and organs that we use as food. Nutrients then needed by the plants mainly relies on soil type and age, but also abiotic factors can have an effect on them as temperature and soil water content. In tree fruits, rootstocks are in charge of the nutrients and water uptake from the soil to ensure a better distribution of them within the tree canopy. The aim of my research is to study the different genotypes of rootstocks, and how they are affected by the soil abiotic stress, and how this stress affects also their nutrient uptake capacity, with two contrasting apple cultivars. By understanding how nutrients and water uptake capacity can be affected by soil abiotic future stress scenarios, a better understanding of how the abiotic stress can have an effect on the elemental balance will be developed. This research will strengthen the mechanistic understanding of how xylem and phloem nutrients and water fluxes are in apple trees and how those fluxes have an effect on the elemental balance and also on the susceptibility to nutrient-related physiological disorders. While climate change increases temperature and also creates uncertainty on water supply, by understanding how the nutrients uptake capacity can be affected by them, but increased soil temperature and periodic water stress in the future is important to maintain a good production on the warmer future. Thank you.